You should be hanging your head in shame. Well, here it is.
This is the right one.
This is the right song. Thank you for torturing me, Giamatti.
Well, on the YouTube version, it didn't come in with a salsa type.
Okay, first it started with Chris Gardner having Rocchio play this song at the end of the midday grind, this Chuck Mangione music.
Can I close the show with this song every day?
I can't hear. I can barely hear you, man. What's up with your microphone?
Can you hear me now?
There we go. That's a little bit better.
They close the show with this song every week?
He says they close it on Fridays, but that's the first time I heard him play it today.
Yeah, they do it every Friday.
Every Friday they close it with Chuck Mangione.
Yeah, they go out to the weekend with Chuck Mangione.
Well, I mean, what does it scream weekend party than Chuck Mangione? I mean, seriously.
I'm okay with it. I love me some Chuck Mangione.
I've never heard of him before.
It's not bad, but I'm going to have this damn song stuck in my head the rest of the night. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to That 590 Show. I am your tortured host, Matt Berger. Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend, a fantastic Friday. The weekend is staring at us right in the face. We're going to help you kick it off. Got a great show for you tonight, too. The Belmont Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line, also at 855-282-8255. And you can add us on Twitter at 590 Show, at Matt_Berger, at Rock590, and at JohnRudolph22. Joining us at 620 will be lead baseball writer for KMOV.com, J.J. Bailey. And then at 640, Andrew Claudio from Gotham SN and the host of the Nothing But Knicks podcast. Kevin Brackett, film critic from RealSpoilers.com, joins us at 7. And then at 720, Ryan Dunn, who is the president of the St. Louis Royals football rugby team, which is they're competing for the Division III national title in Glendale, Colorado this Sunday. All guests appear courtesy of Bellman Automotive, BellmanCDJR.com. So all that waiting, Rocchio, for Game 1 of the NBA Finals last night, what everybody was waiting for since the end of the Finals last year, and disappointing. Not surprising that Golden State won, but maybe surprising that they won by 20.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was going to be 16, so I guess I wasn't too surprised, but I was disappointed. I don't want to see it happen like that because, I mean, we've talked enough about how bad the playoffs have been.
In Cleveland, I mean, if you're Cleveland, are you getting a little worried? Because last night, Draymond Green did not play very well. Klay Thompson played great defense, but offensively he wasn't much of a factor. KD had his way with the Cavaliers last night. I mean, there was a play where he snagged the rebound and went straight down the middle of the court and dunked it, and no one stopped him. I mean, the Cavaliers, they might as well just been cardboard cutouts set out there. They might as well have been traffic cones. The way that KD just weaved right around him and then bam, right to the rack. They had no answer for him last night. The highlight of the game last night had to have been when LeBron had that baseline dunk. And it was a nice baseline dunk. And Jeff Van Gundy was too distracted by Rihanna. That had to have been the highlight of the night. And it created an extraordinarily funny meme, too, because they showed a picture of Rihanna at the game and there was some guy like crouched down in front of her saying, "Hey, my fellow wants to know what you're doing once this game's over." And you see him pointing. And then the next picture is a picture of Jeff Van Gundy, who always looks like the before in a cold medicine commercial, standing there wearing a New York Knicks letter jacket. Pretty damn funny. I laughed a lot. I thought it was great.
My big thing to take away from yesterday's game now is that the line change, half the hard line, was closing out the show saying that they thought Rihanna looked fat. And I'm like, okay,
that's because
first of
that
all,
guy
shut
in
up.
That's because that guy in Barstool, for Barstool Sports, he wrote something saying, is Rihanna going to make fat cool?
Ridiculous.
And then a bunch
she
of...
She did not look fat at
no,
all.
No, she didn't. I don't think she's ever been fat in her entire life, except maybe when she was a baby. And that guy who from Barstool Sports who wrote it, he ended up having to retract it. And the owner of whoever runs Barstool Sports having to apologize.
Dave Portnoy,
he's the president. He didn't write it. He was the president, though. Someone else wrote it.
Oh, yeah. No, Dave is the president. I don't believe he wrote the article.
Yeah, he didn't write it. And then Dave Portnoy and Clay Travis got into a great Twitter beef this afternoon. If you're in a Twitter beef, and I am, they got into a pretty good one. Four-figure guy texting in, it's rigged, it will go six games minimum. I don't know. I said last night Warriors in five, and I'm feeling even more confident about it.
The guy who wrote the article was Chris Spags.
That's it.
A.K.A. Spags, who I've never heard of, and I do follow Barstool Sports.
Do you? Okay. And I think that, I mean, I think his whole point was, it's kind of like when Kyrie Irving said that the earth is flat, and everybody just kind of ran with it, and he was just trying to see how far something like that would go, an NBA player saying a ridiculous statement, and see what the ripple effect would be. That gentleman who wrote that article about, is Rihanna going to make fat the new in thing? He just wrote that headline and then wrote something completely different from what I've heard, and that was the whole point. But, hey, this is 2017, and he caught a bunch of grief about it on social media, and then they ended up having to pull the blog from the website, and Portnoy having to apologize for it. And I think the writer also apologized for it, too.
Yeah, it's just a dumb comment. First of all, she didn't look fat at all. Second of all, I guess somebody that famous isn't gonna have to worry about messing with their brand that way.
They showed a picture.
She's not gonna get fatter. Rick Cummings not gonna let her get fat.
It's also
not happening.
They showed a picture of her in the blog thing or whatever, and it was her, but you could tell that it had been photoshopped to make her look a little more plump than what she actually is. But it's just, I mean, this is 2017. That's what's constituting as a story. It's kind of like the whole Kathy Griffin thing. What she did was awful. You can't be posting stuff like that. You can't be posting pictures like that. She got fired by CNN in the story. But, I mean, here she is now. She's hired a lawyer, and she's talking about how the Trump family's going after her, and she's getting death threats and all this other different stuff and blah, 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 blah. I don't know who I'm more tired of. Kathy Griffin?
Do you have to pick Ross? Do you have to pick? Can't you just be tired of both of them equally?
Yeah, you can be tired of both of them equally. You're right.
I mean, I don't want to see Kathy Griffin crying in front of a camera. In fact, I don't want to see Kathy Griffin in front of a camera. You know, I thought Hollywood solved that problem like 2003.
Isn't the fact that she's Kathy Griffin, isn't that punishment enough?
It should be.
You get to spend the rest of your life as Kathy Griffin. There's your punishment.
And also, I was done with David Ross before they turned him into some kind of, you know, legendary folk hero in Chicago.
Until last year, did anybody really know who David Ross was? I mean, honestly.
If you were a Giants fan, you did. That's probably about it.
Maybe that's it. But now you got David Ross, and he's on Dancing with the Stars, and now he's going to be part of the Sunday Night Baseball team, and he's when the Cubs play the Cardinals for Sunday Night Baseball, he's going to be in the bleachers broadcasting the game. It's like, really? David Ross?
Is that the guy who always dressed up in crazy outfits for like the roast, like Comedy Central roast?
No.
Or am I thinking of someone else?
You're thinking of someone else.
That's Jeff Ross.
You're thinking of Jeff Ross.
David Ross.
My apologies.
David Ross is a former MLB catcher.
Give yourself the sound, not the applause one. Give yourself the other one. Give it to you. There we go. You've earned that one.
I earned that one.
You earned it.
I do. I know you're talking about now. If you said Dancing with the Stars,
I can't think of it. Two people looking less alike than David Ross and Jeffrey Ross.
I don't know. I just think comedian and then Jeff Ross, he's a
professional athlete and a bald Jewish comedian. Yeah, they're pretty much the same thing.
Touche.
And this
I'm shutting my mic down.
This
now.
Leads us right into our first segment of Giamatti's Pop Culture Quiz.
Oh, that actually would be a good one. That would have been a perfect segue.
That would have been the perfect segue. Problem is, I think I used up all my other ones the other day when we were quizzing him before the show.
Jeff Ross actually has one of my favorite tweets of all time. This is when Dr. Jerry Buss, who owns the Lakers, when he passed away, and they said that Jeffrey Ross tweeted out that Dr. Buss's last words were, "I can't believe I'm dying and Magic's fine." That was Come on, Rocchio, you know you want to laugh.
You know, here's the thing about Magic. Say what you will about him, but the man's got a positive outlook on life.
Thank you. There was a documentary that was on Showtime last night, on HBO maybe, that it was Magic and Bird. I think it was like from 2011. And I started watching it and I fell asleep. So hopefully they will re-air on HBO because it seemed like it was pretty interesting.
What was it about? It was about the Dream Team?
No. It was just kind of like the way they both came up in college basketball and the NBA and how they had different backgrounds. You have Magic Johnson growing up in Lansing, Michigan, and you have Larry Bird growing up in French Lick, Indiana, and how, like, you know, Larry Bird came from like this country bumpkin kind of place, and Magic Johnson didn't. Magic Johnson got bused to an all-white school, and how the principal, whenever there was any kind of racial tension in between some of the other students, that he would run and get Magic, and Magic Johnson was the one who kind of like would squelch any kind of fight that was going to happen. Magic Johnson was a peacemaker. So it seemed like it was pretty interesting. I just fell asleep because I'm old, and that's what old people do. We fall asleep. I beat you to it. You know you were going to say it.
That's what you do. You just fall asleep.
We just fall asleep.
That is a sad state. That is a sad truth. I'm afraid.
Haven't you seen Grandma's Boy?
Not in a long time.
That's what he said in Grandma's Boy. That's what old people do. They fall asleep.
Your grandparents must love you.
I actually bought that movie.
All my grandparents are gone. How dare you,
God,
man, Rocky?
Son of a... You know what? Your parents are really going to be grateful for you. That joke works.
What's going on, Giamatti? Nothing?
You spent money on Grandma's Boy and you're not proud of it? Neither are we.
It's a funny movie.
Oh, it's a great movie. That was the one, I believe that and We Were Soldiers are the only two movies ever purchased on iTunes.
Grandma's Boy and We Were Soldiers. Yeah. That's quite the range there, Giamatti.
Yeah. This has been your daily insight on Giamatti's iTunes profile. Let us know when you get that $25 gift card from Grandma.
We'll be back next week.
We'll be back next week with this instance of which Prince album does Giamatti decide to go in with?
The Cubs defeated the Cardinals today 3-2. The Cubs snapped a 6-game losing streak. Dexter Fowler getting his World Series ring in a ceremony before the game started. From what I've heard, that he received a very warm welcome from the people at Wrigley Field, which is not surprising. I mean, he, you know, helped the team win a World Series, and he's a well-liked player. I mean, he's a nice guy. How can you really hate Dexter Fowler?
It's hard not to hate Dexter Fowler. I can, on the other hand, hate Wrigley with apparently allowing just too much sun onto the field for both Stephen Piscotty and Magnarius Sierra.
Apparently the sun only shines at Wrigley Field, and those players have no idea how to play in the sun until they got there.
I mean, you'd figure with the fact they didn't play night game there for 60 years, you would have figured out how to play in the day there. Neither of them ended up being errors, but just that Sierra one and the Piscotty one, both hard to watch. The defense isn't even... As tough as that is, the defense isn't even the most annoying part now. It's watching this team put together four hits across a whole game. That's the really aggravating
part
now.
The offense is so bad.
It's terrible. And how this – I mean, you just can't miss the opportunities like this offense had in today's game. You're sitting there with bases loaded and Yadier Molina up to bat. And you've already – and you're facing Pedro Strop. It's not even like it's Wade Davis, who's right now really – the one stalwart in their bullpen. Now, the bullpen's been a lot better than their starters, but that's not saying much. And so, really disappointing with the bases loading to see Yadi really chase that ball in the dirt. That was a rough one to watch. When you think any one of those runs getting across there, obviously, can helps you put the nail in the coffin on the game. But also, those are the chances where the Cardinals have to start getting away with a run, or else they're done.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Cardinals are going to do going forward. We had Rob Raines on last night talking about a couple of moves that the Cardinals need to make. Two of them included trades. One was trading Matt Carpenter, and the other one was trading Lance Lynn. Now, he's not saying that they're imminent, but depending on where this team is around the trade deadline and where the Cubs are around trade deadline is going to determine a lot. Let's say right now in July, we're going to fast forward through to the end of July, and it's pretty much the same. No one seems to really want to win the division. Everybody's kind of hovering around 500. The Cardinals don't make any of those kind of moves like that. They'll make a move that's going to help them win now, not a move that's going to help them win in the future. That's what they're going to do. It's going to be something like they're going to trade a minor leaguer that you never heard of for a middle reliever that you never heard of. More than likely.
Yeah, the problem with that is that a few years ago we'd say that, and what the problem is we didn't mention is that half of the Cardinals' farm system was, even guys we hadn't heard of, was looked at with envy by the rest of Major League Baseball. That's not true anymore. They don't have just a stockpile of prospects that we haven't heard of anymore because so many of them are so freaking good. Their farm system's stacked. That's the
sure,
big difference.
I mean,
now, six years ago, you were sitting on a stacked farm system and you were trading away players from it with impunity to improve your big club. You can't get away with that now, hence why they're, you know, a third of their lineup every game over the last month has been players from Memphis
and
Springfield.
But I mean, you're always going to be looking for a team that's looking to dump salary, though. And it seems like the Cardinals always kind of have like the same kind of trade partners, like the Marlins, someone like that. maybe the Angels, someone who, like a team who's going to be out of it, who's going to be looking to dump salary and wouldn't mind, like, you know, hey, we'll go ahead and we'll take that prospect. We'll probably trade him for a bag of baseballs further down the road, or he may never even sniff the majors, but here's our best middle reliever. Have at it. For the first time this afternoon, let's head to that 590 Show Sports Update Desk and Matt Rocchio.
Like we were talking about just a minute ago, Cardinals falling to the Cubs. Lance Lynn had a nice outing, but unfortunately got the no decision. 5 1/3 innings pitch. 2 earned runs just on 2 hits, though, and 6 strikeouts. Again, he got the no decision. Rosenthal picked up the loss for the Cardinals. 1 inning pitch, 1 hit, and 1 earned run. We talked about Magnaris Sierra. He got one of just 4 hits by the Cardinals offense throughout the entire game. That hit, though, did continue his hit streak to start his MLB career. He extended to 8 games. That matches 1902 Cardinal Homer Smoot for the record for Cardinal rookies. In action right now on the diamond, the Orioles up 1-0 over the Red Sox in the bottom of the first. The Yankees and the Blue Jays have moved into the bottom of the first with no score. And also in the first inning, just getting underway, it's the Reds and the Braves, the Mets and the Pirates. I'm Matt Rocchio with your 590 Sports Report.
Thank you very much, Matt Rocchio. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be talking to J.J. Bailey, lead baseball writer for KMOV.com. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Everything turns.